Well, the protest was interesting. Actually, the whole thing went off sort of very pitchless. I went in. We had coffee. Sam and Michelle turned up. Sam's kids, which I wasn't expecting, actually. But I can understand why. Kids, Xbox, that sort of thing. The actual protest itself was quite peaceful. I'm not quite sure how I feel about the Socialist Party being, like, the voice behind it. Will you stop jumping on my hot water bowl? Sorry, cat. I don't like it when people take things like the death of Margaret Thatcher, who I don't particularly care for anyway. It doesn't affect me. It's nothing to do with it. I don't have an opinion. I don't like it when they use stuff like that to further their own political gain. But it was quite peaceful. I had placard. I also had a Eunice, get off D. And we sort of stood and they were shaking of placards and photographs being taken because, you know, guide dog placard. Apparently I'm really photogenic when it comes to that sort of thing. It was a nice day actually for it. It wasn't cold and there was some good stuff said by the Coalition Against Disabled People and the Cuts and stuff. Socialism, I don't know much about politics. Socialism in my head is a couple of steps away from communism, which also in my head, it's not good. It works in theory, but not on paper. Socialism, yeah, we are socialist really, but anyway, it wasn't about the politics for me. It was simply about standing up and going and doing the thing and saying, well, actually, this is important to the people that I care about. This is important to me because it's one stop from the bedroom tax and having to pay council tax again to having my benefits taken away, my lifeline going, and talk of terrifying exit plans and all that stuff. We were there for about an hour, I think, and it worked out nicely, and there was talking, and there was shaking of placards, and there was clapping, and people were, listening and stopping, and it was a bit odd at the end, because the socialist people, they started taking collections for money, and it's just like, well, hang on a second, you're asking people who are standing protesting mainly against the bedroom tax to give you money. That was a little bit, especially as I'm blind, so I'm not buying their stuff because I can't read it, but it was just like, well, hang on, you're asking us for 50p for this, that, and the other, whatever it is, and yet, you know, we obviously don't have money because we're all fighting against a tax that is basically unfair, wrong, and generally annoying. Also, penury. Humans confuse me sometimes. What does that make me, anyway? But yeah, no, it was good. Sam was sort of explaining that, you know, the first protest is always the, what the fuck am I doing here? Why am I here? What's going on? What's the process? The fact that Michelle and Paul were there helped as well, because Paul was just like, stand here. Michelle seemed to know what she was doing, and I was able to ask her questions that the nice thing is I wouldn't actually be able to ask if it was anyone else. She explained things like socialism, and because I didn't feel good when they started talking about Maggie, even though, you know, but anyway. That was my first protest. Interesting. I'm going to make an attempt to try and go to another one, the next one they do, simply because I figure if I don't stand up now, what's that quote, the one about where they came for everybody in the Nazi-related one? Anyway, basically that applies, and bloody hell, I'm disabled, I'm poor, I'm ticked most of the boxes, so damn it, I'm going to stand up for once in my life. Anyway, I'm not going to die of choking, but yeah, so that was interesting. Anyway, that's it for me. So, my first protest. Interesting.